Now he's talking about there is one person complaining that he raised his hand and wanting to submit the homework. But Lung Po didn't call him. And so he was complaining, saying Lung Po is biased, just choosing the foreigners like Chinese and not him, the Thai, who wants to submit the homework. But Lung Po said he can't really distinguish because they all look alike. Because we are all from the same heritage. He said he can't. He's sad because he got complained that he's biased. And he said, but it's impossible that he can respond to everyone, especially this group, the Chinese group here with us today. Many of them are very eager to ask questions. But he said, if we studied the principles thoroughly and practice often enough, you don't really have to ask any more questions. He's talking about this one person that started to study with him since this person was pregnant. So he said, well, actually practicing is really easy. There's nothing secretive about it. It starts off very easily just by observing, knowing what's going on with the heart and mind. The Malaysians, some of you actually have awareness. The one in the blue shirt, you suppressed yourself a little bit too much, over-focusing a little bit, but it's not a problem. Trying to control yourself is not a good thing, actually, because the mind is too still, and that prohibits you from cultivate wisdom. And one day when you loosen yourself out of that state, that stillness, your emotions would be a little bit stronger than other people because it got suppressed for so long. Okay, your mind just wandered off, and when he pointed out, you start controlling yourself. Controlling yourself and seem like you have awareness, but actually it's not the correct one. Because awareness is nothing to do with controlling. Now, your mind just wandered off again. The second one? Okay. Your mind just lost in thought. Just know that it was doing that. Don't try to stop it from going off to thinking. Just know that it is doing so. The moment that you are aware that it went off, the awareness arose. Just keep doing this. Just keep observing these changes. Just know what the body and the mind is doing. Just observe it as in the third person view, seeing it as something, doing something. The one with their earphone just lost in thought. And now you're afraid of not having awareness. Now you control yourself. So as you can see, there are two things actually that people make mistake. Wander off, lost in thought, and control yourself. Just know these two mistakes. Once you realize that you are doing these mistakes, the correct state happens immediately, right then and there. And you can't really help the mind from wandering off to thinking, because it's nature, it has to think. Just know that it is doing the thinking. If you try to control it from thinking, that's controlling, and you feel stressful. Actually, these mistakes are not just for you guys, Malaysians. Every practitioner fall into these traps. These are just examples. Like this one person is controlling yourself all the time. It seems like you have awareness, but actually it's not, because you're interfering with the phenomena. Your mind is actually in a different state. It's not in the natural state. Now your question arises. Just know that it is. Once you're aware of that, that you have a curiosity, a question, the awareness arose and it disappeared. So we need to see these changes. The one with the blue shirt, now you're over-focusing again. He said he's going to punish you by slapping you a little bit. Just don't control yourself too much. Let it loose. Relax. Let the mind wanders off. He said he's going to be like a Zen master, you know, carrying a stick, hitting all these disciples who's doing the wrong thing. He said he used to watch a comic and, you know, saw these scenes. He was wondering why they have to hit the disciples. Actually, because the disciples already lost in thought, so the master tried to, you know, remind them that. So don't be afraid of wandering off. Just let it go off thinking that nothing is wrong or incorrect, as long as you know what's going on. And even though it is not the state that you supposed to be in, once you know it, it's correct by itself. And the more you do it, the correct state would happen more frequently. And you don't even have to pay attention which is correct or which is not. It's just like doing the exam where you have to choose between right or wrong, correct or incorrect answer. If you choose one, another one is just right there. Just keep on doing this, you can even reach enlightenment. Because the more you see it, eventually your mind would learn that everything is so fleeting. The mind with awareness comes up and disappear, same as the mind that are lost in thoughts. It just happens so, and then it changed state again. The one that that's sitting with eye closed, your mind just wander off. You lost awareness, and now you're controlling yourself. You will feel stressed and heavy in the chest. This is a very important experience. You need to adjust to the appropriate level, which is a suitable level of, you know, observing the heaviness, the degree of attention. You have to be aware whether you're interfering with the phenomenon, like controlling yourself or, you know, trying to suppress things or feelings. So if you're lost in thoughts, then you don't know what's going on with your body and mind. It's the same as if you control yourself. The mind is so still, it is in that this unnatural state. So the fact, the nature of your body and mind wouldn't show. The Buddha once said that the mind of the people is actually happy, bright and clear in itself. But with interference and fabrications or defilements, the mind become dull and impure. So controlling yourself is fabrications. So controlling yourself is overdoing it. Losing yourself into thoughts is a bit too lax. You have to experience yourself and see what's the balance, the good balance. You know, you. Most practitioners fall into the trap of, you know, this facade or this understanding that you have to act a certain way, be in a certain posture, or have a certain state of mind to be able to practice. But that's actually interference. If you shape something up, if you create like a world or a state of mind that you believe that you have to be in, then you're going to get stuck there. So don't try to interfere or try to create any state and believe that you have to be in. Just let the body and the mind behave naturally. And you just see these changes, this phenomenon. Just see how fleeting it is. See how it functions separately and on its own. Things happen on its own and disappears on its own. Observing these, your mind would be awakened and would reach that natural state. He said the more he's talking about this, everybody's controlling more and more. Well, you're supposed to let loose. So he was imitating the controlling state. And now it's when you totally lost yourself and just. So these are the two extremes of mistakes. If you're not controlling yourself and if you're not losing yourself into thinking, then that's the correct state. And if you try, and also if you try to be in a certain state purposely, then that's controlling. That's also incorrect. And the mind is actually going to be a little stiff, dull. So basically, everybody's just doing too much or too loose, too little. Just try to find your balance. Just pick an object of concentration or a home base and just see the mind wander off. See how it functions naturally in its natural state. Just observe casually. It hasn't. It doesn't need to be still all the time or calm all the time, and it won't be busy all the time. So if you try to control yourself by interfering how the mind or how you feel, then all these natural phenomena wouldn't happen. So just keep on observing this, whether you're controlling yourself right now or you lose yourself into thinking. And the more you see it, the awareness would happen frequently, and you will experience that awakened state he was talking about. And you will experience this feeling that everything is non-self. It's just separate things doing separate functions. Roughly speaking, like you're not thinking of this building or, you know, things outside you as yourself, right? So observing all this phenomenon is just like watching all these objects outside of yourself. Even happiness or sadness arise by themselves. You don't have the attention to feel angry. You'd get angry if there's a cause. You know? So you can't really control anything. Or even love. Because the mind functions on its own. And you have no control over it. So you can't really call it self. Now he's talking about this one person. She was doing okay. Now she's trying to suppress herself because she doesn't want to lose herself into thinking. And now everybody is lost in thought. So just keep practicing seeing your mind doing all these things, including wandering off to thinking. And your mind will reach the state of the awakening. And the contentment would arise. You feel it in your heart. Just observe everything casually. Many Thai days they're using the word chills from chilling. Now the Malaysians you're over focusing. Now you feel tight in your chest. Now you're over focusing or over controlling. And some of you are lost in thought. Okay, you're lost in thought. You lost the sense of awareness of your body and mind. Just learn that state. Just know that it was doing, you know, losing into thought. And if we talk about concentration, the right concentration is when the mind is with your body and your mind. It's not losing into something else outside, into perceptions or thinking. It's like you have consciousness. Long Po asked the Chinese to say how what it is called in Chinese, that your mind and consciousness is with yourself. He said this state is very important, because if you don't have this state, this conscious state, you can't cultivate wisdom. Because wisdom cultivation is based on knowing your mind and your body in its natural state. Now just close your eyes and just sense. Use your sense. Just feel what's going on in the mind and your body. Can you feel that the body is doing the breathing? See, you don't know it with your eyes. You just sense it, yeah? Just sensing that the body is doing the breathing. Now, can you see that? Are you aware that there is actually someone, it's like someone is watching. The body is doing the breathing. The mind is actually the observer. And it's observing the body doing the breathing. This is how we start doing the wisdom cultivation. We have to be able to separate the mind from all this phenomenon. Just like now that the mind is observing, the body is doing the breathing. Just look a little bit further that the body is actually like a shell where the mind resides. The mind just runs around inside this gel. The more you do this, practice this, when you're outside in the living world, do the same thing. Like when you're eating, just observe the body doing the eating, doing the bathing, walking, going to the toilet even. Just observe the body as it is something else or someone else. Just observe it from the third view. Now, as in your mind, who's feeling happiness right now or contentment or joy? Just place your hand. Or you feel tired or suffering, just please place your hand. Or indifference, raise your hand. Any of you don't really know how you're feeling, please raise your hand. Now he's asking, those who haven't raised your hands, what exactly are you in? What kind of state are you in, really? So just keep observing. You can pick either the body or the mind. If you pick the body, just observe the postures the body is doing, is in. If you pick the mind, just observe whether the mind, the emotions or feelings that arise within the mind. Or whether it is feeling greedy, having likes or disliking, feeling happy or unhappy. You can't really order anything. You can't order these feelings to happen or disappear. Can you order yourself to feel happy right now? So everything is in according to the cause and effect logic. If you want to feel happy, you have to have a cause that makes you feel happy. Or you can think of something that makes you happy. Or if you feel sad, it has to have something happen that makes you sad. Or think of something that makes you sad. But sometimes these things or these thoughts just pop up by themselves. You can't really control them. Or something, sometimes you just experience things that you can't really describe or explain. Like you see this person and suddenly the hatred arises. These kind of things you can't control. Just like any liking or disliking feelings. These feelings change all the time. And they happen by themselves. You have no control over them. You can't really even choose them. So this kind of thing is wisdoms. So there are levels of wisdoms. For the first levels, the first lower levels of enlightenment, like the stream enterer or the returner, we consider them having just only basic type of wisdoms, unlike the full enlightened beings, you know, when they reach the full understanding or the full wisdoms. For the stream enterer, they just have this wisdom that you can't control anything. There's nothing called self. just separate things doing separate functions. And they function differently, independently. The mind experiences this state of understanding so frequently that it reached the conclusion that nothing is self. So from that point onward, if you have this sadness, you wouldn't feel that you are feeling sad. It's just this sadness happens, and the mind just happened to observe and to detect it. So there's no more self or us feeling all these feelings like sadness. The sadness just happens. Everything is now physical matter or mental factor, abstract matter. So when there is no sense of self, we won't call our body as self anymore or our mind as self anymore, just the body and the mind. Now please try breathing in as long as you can. Don't breathe out, just breathe in continuously. Can you feel that it's reaching suffering? Now let out your breath. But if you continue breathing out without breathing in, you feel suffer again. So actually everything the body does or functions is subject to suffering. Like when you sit for too long on the floor, you have to move around a bit because you get numb, you get aches here and there. So those are suffering. Or you feel itchy somewhere, you have to itch, you have to scratch. That's because you want to end the suffering. But you wouldn't know this because you didn't pay attention to it. You just do things half consciously. And most people would believe that the body and the mind can give you wholesomeness and unwholesomeness equally. While in fact, once you reach the understanding, you see it's just everything it gives you just suffering. But once you can let go of the attachment or the seeking, the mind would be freer and the contentment can reach you easier, as well as the peacefulness. Nirvana is the state where the mind can totally let go, abandon all the defilements or fabrications. The desires can no longer overpower you. There's no attachment to anything. So you're free. Once you can let go of the holding on to the mind, you can let go of anything. Nothing is that important to you anymore. So you become ultimately liberated from things. We can reach that state by starting off practicing mindfulness. Starting off by observing the mind wandering off to perceptions and also to thinking. And just see it from the third person view that it is doing its stuff on its own by itself. You have no control over it. Now, please move your hand. You just move it up and down. Can you feel, can you sense the hand, the arm is moving? Look at Long Pa, please. What he's demonstrating now is incorrect, is the incorrect one. Just observe if you move, when you move your body and you feel tight, a little bit tight in your chest, that's controlling. Just do it relax, in a relaxing manner. Just observe everything, all the activities that you're doing. Okay, the one on the third row, you're thinking too much. You're lost in thought. You delve into your thinking too much. Now you feel too tight to suppress. Your chest feels heavy. Just know that this is the unnatural state. Okay. Just see things that it would happen on its own and from a course, and it would disappear eventually on its own. Just observing these changes. There are three rules to mindfulness. It's divided in three states. Before observing, don't try to give it too much attention or intention to observe. That easily make you fall into over-focusing. So just wait until there's something happening and then just observe it. Don't set up yourself waiting for something to happen, because that's going to make you over-focusing. Like, the greed happens, then you're aware of it. Or anger arises, then you're aware of it. Just allow something to happen and then be aware of it. This point is very essential. Some people actually don't understand it. Because somebody said it's not in the present state moment. But in fact, if you use the mind at your home base, you have to have something arises first, and then awareness would come up to detect it. So the first rule is that don't set yourself up for waiting. Just allow things to happen naturally and then have the attention to be aware of it. Okay, and why observing? The second rule, why observing? Don't pay too close attention to the phenomena. Don't delve into it. Just observe it from the audience level. Like you're watching a sport, like let's say boxing, you know. You just watch them from your sofa or your stadium seats, you know. Just watch them box on the stage. So just observe from afar. Just like you're observing somebody, some people doing their own business. The third rule, after you detect these phenomena, Don't try to interfere or alter this phenomenon in any way. Just allow them to be themselves. Because the heart of all these practices is that we need to see them in their natural state and to see their changes. So just allow them be. Okay, so to sum up, don't try to set yourself waiting. Allow things to happen naturally, and whenever it happens, just be aware of it. The second rule, observe it from the third person viewpoint. Just observing things from afar without interfering. Don't delve into thinking or into those phenomena. This person just think too much. The one on the third row, you think too much and you're confused. You're feeling confused right now. Okay, so can you see now that how your mind was when you lost into thinking? Just watch things from afar. Be impartial, be indifferent to all these phenomena. Don't try to prolong anything, or don't try to rid of the unwholesomeness. Just allow things to progress and to change naturally. He said he might be too detailed because all these foreigners here today, he would like to give you the most he can. Because you have lesser opportunities to study or to practice Dhamma. Unlike the Thai where Dhamma is everywhere. So just be patient. So he said that the Thai don't laugh because maybe someday Buddhism might extinct from Thailand and you have to go to Malaysia or to China to study Buddhism. Okay, now it's question and answer session. If you have questions, you can raise your number or your fan. There will be a translator for you outside. So now he's calling all these numbers who raise the signs to ask questions. She said it's the first time staying at the temple. She's really anxious and excited. She feels anxious with the environment here. And Lungpa said, how come we're in this so beautiful natural surrounding? Lungpa said he would choose here anytime than being in any city in the world. Here we even have fireflies at night. In the cities, you can't see anything. There's no fireflies. You can't even see stars. This person says she wouldn't dare coming out at night to see fireflies or stars because she's afraid of geckos. We have lots here. So Lompa said, would you trade Nirvana with geckos? And he said, Chinese eat geckos. Well, they consider geckos as medicines. Expensive medicines even. So this person said she was really anxious and she had a hard time practicing. So she controlled and compressed herself so much. But on the second and third day, she felt a bit more relaxed. Lompa said, gecko is actually not that scary. We do have snakes here. Anyway, she said she knows though that all these feelings are beyond her control. She can't help feeling them. So Lompa said, if your mind just go too busy, just increase some concentration level, do some breathing practice, allow your mind to rest and gain strength. And once you're calm enough, the awareness would arise easily. Okay, so the second person Lompa knows well, and she said she's more mature, she's grown a lot. And she said, not physically, but mentally. And she said, she understands how to practice more. And Paul said, yeah, just don't try to alter any state the mind is in. There's no right and wrong, or wrong. So she would like to offer all the good deeds and good practices she's done to Lompa and to her, to all these masters, and as well as her husband. For this person, she controlled herself too much in the past, but now she's a little bit relaxed, which is good. So this person is using prayer, saying prayer as her home base. She can feel the happiness or the joyful feeling arises, bubbling up from within while she's playing. He said that because she's aware of that, that is the correct awareness. Now she's overtaken by desire to talk. Is she aware that she delved into these feelings? And she's asking about her situations when she was practicing at home. One time she felt discomfort, this peaceful feeling when she was doing the concentration meditation. And she detected an observer, and she then observed the observer on top of that. And she felt really bad headache from doing that. So Lompa said, don't observe the observer directly. Just be aware that there is an observer. If your mind would yield into the temptation of observing the observer, just pull it back purposely. That's the tactic, by the way. And observe the body instead. Another situation she's in, is that when she hears people talking, she feels that everything is so nonsense. And she doesn't want to hear it, and so she comes back to her breathing. So Long Paul pointed out that there's actually anger behind everything. Just be aware that she, you know, she has this anger. Okay, so Long Paul pointed out this person is over-controlling himself, but he said he couldn't really sense that. He actually saw his mind wandering from thoughts to thoughts. But he could see them disappearing, happening and disappearing. He said whatever he tried to do or practice, he felt that he did everything incorrectly. Now he's kind of lost. But Long Pa said that would be the feeling that everybody feel all the way through your practicing. Even he himself felt that several times. There was this one time he felt that he did all his best, but he still felt that he had to do more. But he didn't know what else could he do because he already did all his best. No, so he said, this feeling would arise anyways to anyone. What his problem is, though, is that this guy's mind is too busy. He has to be aware of that. Don't try to stop it from wandering off into thinking like he is doing right now. Just know that it is doing so. Don't try to stop it. The problem is he wasn't aware that he was over busy thinking. Paul said he couldn't understand anything, well, obviously. So this person said that she has lots of greeds and desires. But she's very disciplined with her practicing. She would do it every day for 15 or 30 minutes at least. But she used the hand movement or rhythmic movement as her home base. So Long Paul said, you can do that, and she can do that, using the hand movement or whatever, and see the mind wandering off. She needs to do it in daily life as well, not just at home. Doing the hand movement might seem weird to other people, the passerbys, so she might need to adjust that a little bit to make it more subtle. So Long Paul said this person practiced correctly already. She can see that everything separated. The mind and the emotions and the feelings, everything's all separated. So just keep on observing these things functioning. She cannot see that the mind and the body to separate things that very clearly just yet. But Long Po said it's okay. She will be able to see it eventually. Just take it however it is right now. It's good enough. He's been in this quad for 8 days now, and he thinks he has made very good progress and would like some compliments from Long Po. So Long Po said, yes, he's correct. Very satisfactory progress. But he needs to do more. But right now is not a correct type of awareness because he's too stiff. Just be aware that the mind is doing that. It's okay to be stiff. Just know that it is so. And when the mind wanders off to thinking, just know so. Okay, the Malaysian now. 191. Can the Malaysian understand Chinese? Now she's just translating what you said about your fear and your anger. So your recommendation is just to think of the Buddha or to use chanting in your mind. Think of your master or the Lord Buddha. Just think that you're offering all your practice and all good deeds to the Buddha. You will dedicate everything that you do to the Buddha. And you will gain the strength and power from your dedication, from your determination, and the fear and the anger will subside eventually. He's telling a story from the scripture that even angels, when they have to do this war of fighting with all the demons, and then they have fear, they would turn around and see the flag of the Indra or their masters or the greater beings than themselves. They would have this strength, this courage. So whenever you have fear or anger, just think of Buddha or your masters and feel that dedication, the determination to stick to goodness. And just take that the fear and the anger is something from outside. It's the outside force. Just think of it as the outside object. Actually, it's the outside force that trying to interfere with you. The demonic or evil forces, so to speak, trying to interfere with your practice, your good deeds. So don't threat. No, he's He's comparing the Thai and the Chinese, that the Chinese actually have more courage with the microphone. While the Thai is more timid. So Paul tried to stop her because she said while she was talking, she lost herself into thinking and talking. She totally forget about herself. So now when she has awareness, even her voice and her demeanor changes, yeah? She said she met Long Po once when he went to China. Anyways, last night she saw the appearing and disappearing of all these phenomena constantly that she couldn't bear it anymore. So she would like to know if that's the aggregate separation, like, you know, like all these units, all these feelings, body, mind, everything's all separated. And she, what she was feeling, then is it correct? And Long Po said yes. And she said when she was feeling that she was going to lose it, she grabbed onto the Buddha statue. Long Po said it's okay because we all need something to hold on to. He said he used to control himself so much, suppressing himself so much, but learning from this course, he feel like he's more relaxed. But he's still not sure if he can do that when he's working, where he has to think all the time. So Long Po said when he's working, where he needs to think, it's really not suitable for practicing. He just have to concentrate on working. But while he's not working or using his brain, he can try doing the chanting in his mind and see when the mind wanders off to all these channels, perception channels, or wandered off into thinking. Allow the minds to experience all the senses, perceptions, and see the reactions the mind form from them. Like if liking or disliking happen, or happy or sadness happen. Or if he can also use the body as the home base. Just see the body doing the breathing, for example. If he can't detect anything, either the body or the mind, he can just focus on chanting. Because the most important thing he would recommend is to do it in daily life. Long Po said, just tell her that she's doing, practicing correctly, but her mind spreads out so too much. Can she detect that the desire, the urge to talk, just kind of like push up in her chest? Now that she's aware of it, she can talk.
觉知的害怕，就是有心理障碍的那种害怕，是特定，就是特定，比如葬礼或者是棺材那些，一看他就完全控制了我，我完全没有觉知。然后是情绪，他会很失落，然后抑郁好几天，没办法清醒。然后但是前几个月我在梦中，觉有这种场面出现，我突然间害怕，觉知到他在害怕，在梦中老是会有觉知。然后在觉知以后，他那个害怕不断的增强，我就没有觉知了。但是突然间那个画面又不害怕了，但是很快乐，不是葬礼了，然后这个梦就结束了。所以我有三个疑惑，第一个是在这种被控制好几天这种情况下我怎么清醒，第二个是为什么在梦中我可以觉知这种害怕没有控制我，但是在这场我为什么是没有觉知的。然后第三个问题是，像这种有心理障碍的，比如或者是很更严重的精神或者是抑郁症那些，听说是治不了到国内旁的，是就治疗以后治疗好才能治，我想请问一下。
很抱歉， it's too long, can the translator remember everything?Okay, so this person has two types of fear. Well, the first type, when it happens, she can be aware of it and she can, you know, tolerate it. But the second type is like when she sees death or go to a funeral, it has too much power.It's too strong for her to bear. So Longpo said, well, one day you will have to be experiencing that anyways, because death is coming to anyone sooner or later. But you have to practice from now. But if it's too unbearable, just walk away from it for now.
เจอกรณีจะเกิดสติได้จะไม่กลัวแต่อยู่ในชีวิตประจำวันจริงเราจะกลัว
But she said that if she sees she dreams of death, well, she can bear it. It's okay. But if she sees death in the reality, or go to the funeral, she can't take it. It's too much for her. But Longpo said actually she'sPracticing well because she has awareness even when she's dreaming. Because that can help her actually, because if the bad feeling happens and she's on the verge of death and the awareness arises, it might help her go to the good place. She's asking whether she's having.Psychological sickness or not? Would it interfere with her ability to reach enlightenment or gain the wisdom? Longpo said no. But if she has done some like really bad sins, like killing.Parents, she said no. Or has she ever killed and the full enlightened being? And she said no. She hasn't harmed any Buddha. She hasn't made any monks fight among themselves. So these kind of sins she hasn't done. These are the sins that would prohibit enlightenment. So, but Longpo said she actually looks quite smart, so probably it's not the psychological illness that she's wondering if she has.
คือเขาสงสัยว่าอาจารย์ประสานบอกว่าเขาเพ่งจ้องอยู่แต่เขาไม่รู้ก็เพราะเขาเห็น
her her master pointed out actually to her before this that she's over focusing, but she's not sure if she understands that. Because she sees all this phenomenon going on. So Longpo clarifies that even if she sees all these things going on, but the observer is too stiff, it means that she controls it purposely. She tries to hold on to this observer to have it see all this phenomenon purposely. So that's incorrect. That's why she has to observe and be aware from now on. Okay, so that's it for the second session. So now Longpo said, now that everybody's moving, he can't really tell anymore who's Malaysian, who's Chinese, who's Thai. We all look the same. We're from, you know, like cousins.